The Women of Honour Group of serving and former members of the Defence Forces is, as you've heard, meeting the Minister for Defence, Simon Coveney, this afternoon to discuss a review into their stories of abuse, which featured in a recent RTE1 radio documentary. Separately, a former Army whistleblower and now Defence Forces analyst has told this programme that dozens of other serving personnel have contacted him since the documentary was aired. A short time ago, I spoke to Dr. Tom Clonan, who conducted an investigation more than two decades ago into bullying in the Defence Forces.
So in the last 3 weeks since the Women of Honour documentary was broadcast, I've had quite a lot of contact. I would say dozens. I don't want to be too precise on the number because these are mostly women, but some young men who are in a very, very vulnerable position. And I'm quite shocked by it, Brian. Like, my research was completed 21 years ago, and it set out in very explicit detail these issues as disclosed by the Women of Honour. But to learn 21 years later that young women and some men, you know, whom I've never met because I retired 21 years ago, are experiencing precisely the same traumatic experiences. And these range across the spectrum from bullying, harassment, sexual harassment and sexual assault. And these are people who are very frightened, who are really desperate and are looking, they don't know where to go, because the recurring theme, as was the case 21 years ago and as is the case for serving personnel today, what they're telling me is that it's like it's double jeopardy. One, you're targeted for bullying or harassment or sexual harassment or sexual assault. That's the first thing. And then number two, when you is the knowledge that if you report it or when you report it, you're going to experience reprisal with immediate effect. It's a career ending moment. And, you know, it leads to the destruction of young lives. So I think the minister needs to listen to the Women of Honour today very, very carefully. And they need to be absolutely central to the scoping and parameters of what needs to be a very robust investigation into the Defence Forces.
And from what you're hearing, this is not a historic issue, something that happened in the past and needs to be addressed now. This is in the here and now.
These are serving young women and some men, and they're across all three services, Naval Service, Air Corps and Army. And some of them are quite senior personnel. And I find it very, very shocking that this is the case. And I would say to you, Brian, you know, when my research was published 21 years ago, I set out all of these experiences in very explicit detail. The voices of 60 women are heard loud and clear in that piece of research. And also, I go into all of the causes for this toxic culture and the solutions that are necessary. But in the last 21 years, I have never had any contact from the Department of Defence, and I have never had any meaningful contact from the military authorities in this regard. So the inquiry for which the Women of Honour must be front and central, it has to address not just the reporting procedures and military justice and its organisational justice, but it also has to look at the root causes. And they're in a culture that is anachronistic, a training environment, a training doctrine that is out of step with international best practice, that's not evidence-based, but is based on a kind of a culture that dates back to the 1920s, Defence Forces regulations that are well out of date, and training and, you know, kind of command and control positions that are very authoritarian, you know, fetishizing authority in a way that is not evidence-based and is out of step with international best practice.
And just to be clear about this, Tom, for the most part, those who have contacted you have told you their story, but they haven't made any formal complaint. They haven't embarked on that process.
21 years ago, of the 60 women that I interviewed, 57 expressed no confidence whatsoever in the reporting procedures that existed at the time. Now, the Defence Forces have put in place new policies, new documents, new procedures. But of the people who have contacted me in the last 3 weeks, the recurring theme is the fear that when they report it, they will immediately experience reprisal, pushback, gaslighting, isolation. And they see it as a career-ending moment. So they're really at a loss as to what to do.
Dr. Tom Clonan of Technological University Dublin speaking to us a little before we came on air.